This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 378 and three quarters, down 6.5. May corn, 386 and three quarters, down 6.25. July corn, 394.5, down 6. March soybeans, 999 and a quarter, no change. May soybeans, 1001.5, down 3/4. July soybeans, 1006, down 3/4. March wheat, 505 and 3/4, down 4.5. May wheat, 504, down 3. July wheat, 508 and 3/4, down 2.75. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mostly lower on Monday afternoon. Technical selling weight on corn prices at the Board of Trade, and without any fresh news, soybeans add only enough energy to maintain the pace. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 5 to 6 cents at 351 to 374, while soybean bids were steady at 969 to 993. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 6 cents at 347 to 376, and soybean bids ended steady at 977 to 1007. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 6 cents lower at 364 to 380, soybean bids mostly steady at 978 to 1015, and the wheat bids down 5 cents at 410 to 486. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were steady at 1005 to 1019, basis also steady, range from 6 to 20 over the March. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $368.30 to $378.30. That's 80 cents a ton higher, with basis steady on Monday, range from 20 to 30 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 5 to 6 lower at $381 to $387, with basis up 1 to 2 cents, range from 2 to 8 over the March. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 7 cents lower at 380 to 387, with basis steady, range from 10 under to option March. Soybeans ended up 4 to 5 cents at 1006 to 1017, with basis also up 4 to 5 cents at 7 to 18 over the March. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 4 to 6 lower at 397 to 398. But these same elevators raise their soybean prices by 2 to 3 cents, with quotations at 1041 to 1045. Soft wheat down 4 to 5 at 506 to 526, and Milo 6 to 7 lower at 439 to 454. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 362 to 381. New crop soybean bids at 924 to 940. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 366 to 383. New crop soybean bids at 941 to 955. And in the southern part of the state on Monday, new crop corn bids range from 367 to 381. New crop soybean bids at 922 to 950. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, they range from 468 up to 497. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, 156.02, down 67 cents. April live cattle, 147.10, down $1.42. June live cattle, 140.20, down $1.67. March feeder cattle, 198.07, down $1.10. April feeder cattle, 197.05, down $1.30. May feeder cattle, 196.62, down $1.20. April lean hogs, 68.32, up 92 cents. May lean hogs, 78.25, up 95 cents. June lean hogs, 82.40, up 67 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 23rd's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.27 higher in the range of $50 to $64 with a weighted average carcass price of $59.77. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to a dollar higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 26 to 32, 4 to 5 weights 29 to 34, 5 to 6 weights 32 to 36, and 600 pounds and up 33 to 38. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to $1.50 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $33 to $41. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 9,958 head. Now for the report from the Fairview Sale Barn Special Feeder Auction. They had receipts of 1,397 head, starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones. Four weights were 281 to 301. Five weights were 244 to 297. Six weights were 212 to 259. Feeder steers, medium and large twos, five weights were 217 to 251, and six weights were 177 to 221. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, four weights were 251 to 286, five weights were 225 to 255, six weights were 196 to 234.50. In the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 327 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $71.59, and that was 9 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses $241.08, that was 77 cents higher. With select carcasses at $239.38, that was $1.59 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 104,000. That compared to 99,000 last week and 98,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 430,000. That compared to 417,000 last week and 426,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Despite the adverse weather, Hamilton's hay auction still took place this past Saturday. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for a review of the auction.
Well, Angela, we had pretty light offerings due to the heavy snow and bad weather we had, but we ended up with 575 small squares. The alfalfa was from $2.50 to a top of $4. We had 500 bales of grass mixed hay from $2 to $4 per bale. And then in round bales, we had 50 bales of alfalfa grass from $20 to $31. We had 68 bales of Reed's Canary at $20. And in the 3x3s, we had 25 bales of alfalfa. And it was in a price range from $41 to a top of $63. Then we had 60 bales of grass hay at $44.
Well, hopefully next Saturday the weather will be a little bit better and hopefully you can have a little bit more active auction.
Yeah, and we've already got quite a bit of hay consigned for next week as far as we got some 3x3s of good alfalfa coming in, and we've got some 3x3s of grass. And like I say, hopefully things will thaw out some and people can start getting around. We'll get moving some hay again.
All right, well, if anyone has any questions, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me anytime on my cell phone at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. February is National Heart Month. In the United States, heart disease accounts for one in every three deaths. But heart disease could be warded off by a healthier lifestyle. Joyce Fickrey of the St. Louis Dairy Council says the DASH diet is a relatively new diet trend that focuses on keeping your heart healthy.
The DASH diet is a very popular diet, and I think it's like the third or fourth year in a row it has been voted the best diet. And the thing I really like about DASH, and DASH stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. So it is something that's very effective for individuals who have high blood pressure. The thing I like about it so much is that it tells you what you can eat instead of telling you what foods you need to avoid. Basically, it's something that's rich in dairy foods, low-fat dairy, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and then lean protein.
While Fikri says the DASH diet tries to focus on what you can eat as opposed to what you can't eat, she adds there are specific types of food everyone should try to eat less of to prevent heart disease.
You know, some of the things we want to focus in on are probably avoiding things like sugar. Sugar provides energy to our body, but it doesn't provide a lot of nutrients, and it can actually cause some issues for heart disease. We also want to watch our fat intake, making sure that we're not overdoing it on fat or cholesterol in the diet. And basically, fruits and vegetables are great. Low-fat dairy is great. And one of the reasons they really do emphasize that so much in the DASH diet is because of the mix of nutrients we get from that diet. Dairy foods, of course, are rich in potassium, magnesium, calcium, protein, and from fruits and vegetables we get fiber. So those are all very effective in helping to decrease the risk of high blood pressure and thereby decreasing the risk for heart disease.
In general, people who live by themselves or with only one other person can struggle more to maintain a healthy diet. Fikri has some tips to keep healthy food on hand.
It can be hard, and I speak from experience when there's just two at home. Sometimes it's like, what should I make? But I do have some suggestions, things to stock up on. Items like smoothies are really great for a meal or a snack. And basically all you need to do is make sure you have your refrigerator stocked with things like yogurt or milk, some frozen berries or other frozen fruit that you really like. So that's a quick meal or snack, a smoothie. I like to keep the fixings for salads on hand, so different types of greens, some fresh vegetables. And then, of course, you can get creative with the toppings that you use. You can put on some toasted nuts, some dried fruits. You can use canned beans. You can use chicken or tuna. And, of course, we want to top that with some cheese. And then another quick idea is just make sure you have staples for making pasta at home. And, of course, you can adjust that to the number of people that you are planning to serve. So just cook up a certain amount of pasta. And again, you want to make sure that you're adding some things like cheese and also to that pasta, and also some fresh veggies would be great.
Of course, another problem Fikri addressed when it comes to shopping for a small household is a greater risk for produce to spoil before it can be consumed.
It's best really if you can plan ahead and know the amount of food that you're going to be able to use in 1 week's time. So for things like yogurt or milk, buy it in smaller containers. That will help prevent some of the waste. Or if you're like me, I go ahead and buy the gallon of milk, but then if it's getting too close to the date where I know it will probably not be good, I just think of different ways to use it, whether it's using it in something like potato soup or also making things like pudding. So you can use it up that way as well. For the bread, and believe me, this is a difficult one for my home as well. When I buy a loaf of bread, what I tend to do is just keep half of it out and then freeze the remaining portion of it, freeze the remaining loaf. And that way, again, after you use up the part that you have out, just pull the rest out of the freezer, and it still stays fresh that way.
Fikri also has suggestions on how to escape the monotony of leftovers.
Well, absolutely. I think it's still important to try new and different things, maybe try a new type of lettuce, try a new type of fruit. Last week when I was doing the grocery shopping, I picked up some star fruit. My daughter said, I like some star fruit. We've eaten it before, so I picked that up. It is fun to experiment, and, you don't have to buy, again, a large amount. Just buy a small amount that will last you through the week.
Finally, Fikri says that although the DASH diet or eating healthy in general can greatly help heart health, it's only half the equation. To truly be healthy, Fikri suggests adding an exercise regime.
Just remember, we want to eat healthy. We do that by eating from the five food groups, making sure you're getting your servings of fruits, vegetables, whole grain, and don't forget the dairy. We do need 3 servings of dairy each and every day, and the calcium and other nutrients that we get from dairy foods is really important for keeping us healthy. So along with that healthy diet, the other key factor is to remember we do need some type of physical activity. Make sure you incorporate something in your daily life that will keep you active. So eat healthy, be active, and that's one of the best things we can do to stay on target with our health.
Again, that was Joyce Vickery with the St. Louis Dairy Council. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.